Privacy by Kiala, read by Rhea 314. Fandom, Legend of Zelda, Breath of the Wild. Pairing Link, Prince Sidon. Rating explicit, no archive warnings apply. There isn't a single sound in the world that Sidon enjoys more than Link's hitching breaths. It's satisfying to draw any sound from him at all, but it's all that much more rewarding when it's the little cut-off gasps that Link lets out at the feel of Sidon's claws dragging against his bare stomach, not applying enough pressure to actually break the skin, but still firm enough that they'll leave red marks that will take a while to fade. More importantly, it's enough to make Link shiver with pleasure, painful without being truly uncomfortable. It makes sense that Link would have a higher pain threshold than most. It's a useful trait, Sidon thinks, for someone fated to be a hero. Link doesn't need to worry about that now. He has dealt with the evil that sunk its roots into Hyrule, and now he has nothing but free time to spend as he likes. Sidon is pleased that Link chooses to spend it with him. He's also pleased for the privacy that the East Reservoir Lake affords them. A hero and a prince together draw far too much attention, and while there is a part of Sidon that will always want to show Link off to anyone who will listen, there's another part that wants to spend time alone with him. He's certain that he's personally told every single Zora in his father's kingdom all about how great a warrior Link is, and how lucky they all are to have him, and he's more than happy to remind them if they need him to. Right now, however, he'd rather express his adoration for Link through his actions, pressing reverent kisses down the bumps of his spine, scratching gently over his abdomen, and then sliding his hands down to hold Link's thighs and pull them apart. Link is so much smaller than him, but each time Sidon tries to be careful with him, it earns him an unimpressed look. Link knows what he can and can't handle. Sidon has learned to just leave it to him to make the decision. It means that he doesn't hesitate to pull Link down into the water with him, bending to kiss him. He takes note of the air bubbles that float up as he pulls away, but he knows that Link can hold his breath for longer than this. Still, he curls one of Link's hands around his fingers, squeezing gently. Link nods in understanding, tightening his grip on Sidon a little. Satisfied, Sidon pulls Link closer, taking in the sight of red lines across his skin, and then kissing over them, and then further down. Link's cock is hard, demanding attention that Sidon is only too happy to give. He licks along the length of it, feeling the way Link tenses up beneath him. Sidon opens his mouth, careful of his teeth, as he wraps his lips around Link's cock, taking the entire length of it. Link's moan is muffled in the water, but Sidon hears it all the same, and feels the grip on his finger loosen. He pulls them both to the surface, letting Link breathe. He leaves Link to lean against the cool stone bordering the lake, lowering himself in the water so he can continue. He swallows Link down to the base, nuzzling against his skin with a pleased hum low in his throat. Link's hands settle on his head, stroking over his smooth scales. They slip past the fin on top of Sidon's head and to the soft curve of scale that Link has discovered as one of his most sensitive spots. He has proceeded to take advantage of this knowledge as often as possible, and Sidon can't even bring himself to mind. He pulls off Link's cock with a low moan, pressing countless kisses to Link's thighs instead, pressing his teeth into the soft skin. Link's fingers dig into the curve under Sidon's fin, encouraging him and distracting him all at once. "Not fair," he tells Link as he surfaces once again. He nuzzles against Link, delighting in the soft laugh he earns. "You know I'm not good at focusing when you do that to me. I wanted to take my time with you today." Link reaches between Sidon's legs, where the heads of his cocks are emerging from their slit. His fingers brush against the tips, making Sidon shudder pleasantly. Link coaxes them the rest of the way out, stroking along their lengths. Sidon chuckles, pressing into Link's touch. It's clear that Link has no intention of being patient today. "Up," Sidon decides, lifting Link out of the water and onto the floor by the lake. There's a bottle of oil that he keeps on one of the shelves nearby, and he grabs it, returning to where Link is waiting. Link climbs onto Sidon's lap the moment he sits down, leaning in for a kiss as he takes the bottle, pulling the stopper out with one hand. Sidon continues to kiss Link, claws gently scraping over his back and down over his thighs. Link presses a slick finger into himself, gasping against Sidon's mouth. "Easy," Sidon tells him, stroking his hands over Link's wet skin soothingly. "Take your time." Link looks Sidon directly in the eyes and pushes two fingers into himself because he's just that stubborn. Sidon can't even bring himself to mind, enjoying the soft, punched-out moan that Link lets out, the way his eyebrows draw together, and the way he sinks back on his fingers, pushing them in deeper. "You're beautiful," Sidon tells him. Link never fails to take his breath away, and Sidon likes to remind him of this fact as often as possible. Link adds a third finger with a soft whine, and suddenly Sidon feels like the impatient one. His cocks are hard, resting heavy against his thigh. He takes hold of one, rubbing it against the back of Link's legs. With a soft gasp, Link spreads his legs and guides Sidon's cock between them, pressing his thighs together. Sidon's other cock rests against Link's ass, pressing up against the fingers he has in himself. Sidon's cocks are thick at the base, both smooth on one side and ridged on the other, tapering towards the head. Link can easily take the tip of one, but it's clearly not where he wants to stop today. Link squeezes his thighs tighter, resting his head against Sidon's chest as he works a fourth finger into himself. "Gentle," Sidon tells him, voice wavering as Link pants against his scales, mouthing at them. Sidon rubs his thumb across Link's lips, feeling them close around it, sucking. "Oh, Link." With a deep moan, Link starts thrusting his fingers into himself in a steady rhythm, his hips rocking. The motion lets him grind his cock against the one Sidon has between his legs, and they both moan in unison this time. "Link, please." Nodding, Link pulls his fingers away. He wraps both arms around Sidon's shoulders, lifting himself up. Sidon immediately understands, holding Link's waist with one hand, both his cocks with the other. "Here or in the water?" Sidon asks, and smiles when Link tilts his chin in the direction of the lake. It's easy to keep Link afloat when he's holding onto Sidon so tightly. Pressing a kiss into Link's hair, Sidon holds his cocks together and presses them both into Link gently. Link grunts against Sidon's neck, then takes a deep breath to make himself relax. Sidon murmurs praise, not entirely sure what he's saying, because he's so focused on the way Link feels around him. They get as far as fitting both of Sidon's cocks down to the second ridge before the girth is too much for Link. It's nowhere deep enough for either of them, but it's still an improvement on the first time they tried. It's something to try again later, when they're both feeling more patient.
"I'd rather just give you one,"
Sidon murmurs, kissing Link's shoulder.
"I think you could take plenty of that. Don't you want to see?"
Link nods eagerly, and Sidon chuckles. He pulls away for a moment, taking hold of one cock and sliding it into Link, letting the other press up against Link's stomach. Sidon moans at just how easily Link opens up for him. Link spreads his legs, reaching down behind himself to guide more of Sidon's cock into him, trembling as he takes it down to the fourth ridge. He strokes Sidon's other cock over all six ridges and then back up again, along the smooth side this time. When Sidon thrusts, Link bounces on his cock with a small, surprised noise. Sidon holds onto his waist to keep him still, but that doesn't work either. Not with how hard Sidon wants to fuck him. Link clearly realizes this, too, because he wraps his legs around Sidon a little tighter and tilts his head to the side, exposing his bare shoulder.
"Are you sure?"
Sidon asks, kissing it. The last time they did this, they needed magic to heal Link's shoulder, and Sidon had felt a little embarrassed using the healing magic learned from his sister in this way. Link clearly enjoyed it, though, and it's obvious that he wants it again. He tilts his head even further to the side, giving Sidon an inviting look. Sidon doesn't ask again. He bites down, drinking in Link's loud moan. He adjusts his angle until his teeth get a firm grip, letting his mouth fill with blood as he digs his claws into Link's waist, too, just to make sure he stays still. Every thrust has Link gasping, fingers digging into scale, his cock slippery with precum as it slides against Sidon's. It's satisfying to know that Link is enjoying this so much, as Sidon fucks into Link roughly, the water around them splashing as they move, dyed red with Link's blood. Sidon is certain that it makes a beautiful sight, but he'd need to pull away from Link to actually take a look, and that's the last thing he wants to do. Link's moans grow more frantic, and he grinds against Sidon's cock, losing rhythm as he gets closer to coming. Sidon lets go of Link's shoulder, kissing his neck, then ear. "Take a deep breath," he murmurs, and waits for Link to inhale before submerging them both. He pulls Link further down onto his cock, rubbing his other against Link's, claws digging into the scratches they've already made on Link's skin. Link makes a beautiful sight as he comes, blood flowing from his neck as he throws his head back, his moan escaping his mouth in a stream of bubbles. Sidon falls close behind, both inside Link and against his stomach, his cum mixing with Link's blood in the water. "Good," Sidon thinks, hazily. "Let everyone smell Link's blood in the water and know exactly who he was with." Sidon pulls them both to the surface, stroking Link's hair back out of his face. Link pants for breath, looking a little dazed. His eyes are unfocused, but he looks blissful all the same. Sidon smiles at him, thrilled when Link strokes his cheek, and pulls him in for a lazy kiss. "How do you feel?" Sidon asks, carrying Link to the edge of the lake so they can both sit. He keeps Link in his lap, gently touching the skin he bit through and casting the spell he learned from Mipha's notes decades ago. He watches with satisfaction as the wound knits itself closed, just leaving the blood behind to be washed away. Sidon does the same thing with Link's waist, healing the scratches there, then takes his time washing away the blood. His touches are reverent, but it's nothing short of what Link deserves. Link leans back against him, making a soft, content hum, and threading their fingers together. Sidon smiles down at their hands. Link's is so small compared to his, but it's warm all the same. Rough from all the weapons he's handled, but gentle in its touch. "You should rest," Sidon murmurs, letting Link lie across his lap. "You deserve it." With a quiet snort, Link signs, 100 years, but makes himself comfortable all the same. "You deserve to rest a little longer," Sidon replies, stroking his fingers through Link's hair, helping it dry. "I'll be here when you wake." Link turns his face to press a kiss to Sidon's hand, shutting his eyes with a smile. Sidon doesn't even try to hold back his fond smile, making himself comfortable by the lakeside, content to sit here for as long as Link needs. The end. If you've enjoyed this story, please leave feedback to the author. You can do that at a link to the text through this Podfix post. Thank you for listening.